Asian Star 101.6 FM at 29 minutes to 10 o'clock. That is from the film Shawgirl. Right, 29 to 10. I was going to do the Bollywood entertainment, technology and gaming news, but I found something else that we can do as well this morning. We are joined by Dr. Lindsay Ip. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you.
Now, you're a child clinical psychologist.
Correct.
And you're here to talk to us today about new research that Pseudocrem have done about outdoor play.
Yes, yes, very interesting research, surveying 2,000 parents in the UK. And they were exploring why parents are more reluctant to allow children to play outdoors nowadays. So they found that actually over more than half of the parents believe that it's less safe to play outdoors nowadays than when they were younger. And that over a third believe that it was less of an issue for a child to be injured after playing outdoors when they're young than there is now. So it's quite sad that children are getting less time outdoors. And it's alarming to know that 53% of children have never had a picnic further afield than their own backyard.
Wow. I remember when I used to come home from school, you would come home from school, get changed, go out, find your friends and play. And you'd stay out until dinner time, wouldn't you?
Right, the good
but that just doesn't happen now, does it, the same?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a decline in the time outdoors, and this is consistent with other academic research showing the same thing. So it's a concerning trend, because play is such an important thing for children.
What are the consequences of? I mean, parents are becoming more protective, aren't they? And there is a lot of scaremongering, perhaps, in the press. But what are the consequences for children, for their development, if they don't get outside and don't get that outdoor interaction with others, get the fresh air and right. just the exercise? What are the consequences of that?
Yeah, there are multiple levels of consequences. Play is very important for the physical well-being as well as the social-emotional and actually mental well-being as well. So it's an opportunity for children to actually integrate the different experiences, to make sense out of the world, to test out boundaries, to test out their coping skills, organize themselves in relation to the environment. So children who get to play more are less stressed and they concentrate better. They also get to be more creative in their problem solving. And they also learn to lead, to interact with others, develop that social skill.
I was going to ask about social skills,
if they,
obviously.
You know, don't get to play, then they just miss out all these benefits. And that is actually a right for children to play. I think the UN Convention stated that as a basic right for children to play.
Every child wants to do it, don't they? I mean, as you grow up as a child, you know, you play at home at first. When you're too little to go out, you play at home. It's a natural progression, isn't it? You're going to play at home in the safe environment of your home. You play with your parents, maybe your siblings. As you get older, though, it is a natural progression that you're going to want to go out. I mean, children go out, don't they, at school and they play there. Why should they not, you know, therefore expect to be able to go out and play after school?
Yeah, exactly. When they just go explore and it's also really good way for them to develop resilience. So even if they, you know, scrape their feet or bump their head, they learn to tolerate pain and then sort of move on. So it's really important in many aspects, and it's essential for them to become well-rounded individuals.
So parents are becoming too overprotective. Do you think that's an impact perhaps from the media, or is it just the modern-day world?
Yeah, I think that's generally true. I think in the media, there's probably more awareness of things like child abuse, so parents are more wary of kids interacting with strangers. But also, I think their busy lifestyle, busy schedule makes them less likely to, and also they tend to socialize more online now rather than chatting up their neighbors, so they might have less sense of community. And if you know your neighbors and your community less well, then it's harder to feel safe for kids to just roam around in the neighborhood. So there's
no substitute, is there, though, for face-to-face interaction? I mean, it's nice that you can text your friend, it's nice you can ring them, you can, you know, see them online, make video calls, but there's no substitute, is there, for getting out face-to-face and just having fun?
Yeah, exactly.
And as you say, it's a massive development for their social skills as well.
Yes, yes. They learn to, you know, read facial expressions
yeah.
and communicate, negotiate, lead. These are really important, you know, life skills.
It's part of development, isn't it? As a child, you learn things that put you in better stead as you become an adult. And it's part of the development, isn't it? That social skill that you won't get if you just chat to someone on the phone. You can read their facial expressions, as you say, and you can just react to mannerisms, can't you? And you learn that as a child. And it's something you will then go through life socially, professionally. You will need to have these skills, won't you?
Yeah, definitely. And that human connection is our instinct. It's a basic need, and kids need that as well, connecting with other people, connecting with nature, with environment as well. And play offers just a whole variety of ways that children can adapt to change and connect to things and to test things out. So it's very important for learning.
So this research then by Sudocrem, what can parents do to actually help their children? Do they just let them go outside and play, obviously safely?
Yes, I mean, I would encourage parents to take that seriously, to actually prioritize play, especially in, you know, preschool years. And if they feel anxious about that, just maybe doing it gradually, having certain limits to ensure that they're safe, but to not over worry if they have minor injuries, bumps and bruises, because that's part of life, and the child needs to maybe sometimes feel some pain and know that they can tolerate it, and then move on. And it's the same for adults. So one of my other expertise is I am a director at Adaptive Resilience, teaching and coaching senior executives or people in the military and the government on resilience skills. And a big part of it is learning to identify emotions and tolerate the pain rather than avoiding it. The best way to actually learn this skill is in the playground when you're young. And so allowing kids to just explore and be okay with falling once in a while is very important.
I mean, I remember as a child, I was always getting bumps, bruises, scratches, you know, and it's done me no harm.
Yeah.
It's done me no harm. I'm here today. You know, I can tolerate pain. It's done me no harm at all. So this is all very interesting. If people would like more information, where do they head to?
Right, so they can find more about this new research on this Sudocrem website, www.sudocrem.co.uk/social-hub. And they will also find a very great opportunity to apply for grants. So Sudocrem is offering this grant to 10 nurseries in the UK.
All right.
£500 each to either update the outdoor play area, the playground, or to purchase more toys that encourages children to play outside. So it's a really great opportunity, and anyone can nominate a nursery for that. Parents, teachers, neighbours can do that. So check it out.
So that's all on sudocrem.co.uk/social-hub.
Exactly.
That is brilliant. £500 could be yours for your nursery or your school if you nominate them at sudocrem.co.uk/social-hub. And as we've just heard, of course, outdoor play is very, very important to the development of children. So maybe you could help improve your school's or nursery's prospects for children playing safely outside. Dr. Lindsay, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning and explaining all that.
You're very welcome. Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So sudocrem.co.uk/social-hub. Thank you very much to Dr. Lindsay for joining us this morning. If you'd like to find out more information, that's where you have to go. We'll put that link up on our Facebook and Twitter.
The Time is brought to you by STA Electrical.